Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
One thing I want you to clear up right here. You said when I hugged you, you felt that I was strong.
Yeah.
How did I smell?
I mean, I can smell you from right here.
Don't let this wig and these motherfucking titties fool you, bitch. I'm from the block. I've always been a girl, 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 until I became bird.
Okay.
So when it happened,
you're a man.
Make up your fucking mind. I did. They always talk about, oh, this porn star. Why you keep pushing the porn star? Girl, I have writing credits on Beyonce's album. I have sold television shows. I have licensed my name to use on television shows. Licensed.
I tell people this on a constant basis. You get a small bit of belief to unlock real power.
What black people have done to us as black trans people and black queer people, they've othered us.
I took every rock that was thrown at me and I built the fucking house. I'm up there causing confusion at work. So I was getting terminated from work because I was like, I'm not going to keep, I got to work for me.
Yeah.
Your discretion is advised. This episode contains strong language, adult themes, and explicit content related to sex work, identity, and personal experiences. It may not be suitable for children or sensitive viewers. That said, this is one of the realest and most powerful conversations we've ever had. T.S. Madison shares her truth with raw honesty, boldness, and wisdom. If you can get past the shock, you'll get the gems. So watch with an open mind, and more importantly, an open heart.
All right, so welcome to another awesome episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. Listen, today's show going to be crazy, right? This is going to be a fun one, right? We have T.S. Madison.
Who is that?
In the building, T.S. Madison is a walking empire, a dynamic force of nature who rose from viral internet fame to global cultural influence, and she is nothing short of iconic. From her breakout Vine moment in 2013 with New Weave's 22 Inches to becoming the first Black trans woman to executive produce and star in her own reality series. She has broken barriers with boldness and brilliance, but behind the viral moment is a powerful blueprint. Madison is a walking testament to how your voice, your story, and your authenticity can be monetized. Mm-hmm. She turned her personality into digital currency, building a multi-million dollar brand by mastering the art of online influence, self-production, and community engagement. She received a Grammy certificate for her songwriting contribution to Beyoncé's Renaissance album, credited on the track Cozy, which helped the album win Best Dance Electronic Album. She's also the powerhouse behind Fag Talk, PHAG, a successful live event series that fuses empowerment, real talk, and visibility for LGBTQ+ voices. What sets Madison apart is her business acumen and mental strategy. She didn't just go viral, she got intentional. Through her Creator Income Live platform, she now teaches how others can flip their content into capital, their pain into purpose, and their brand into bankable equity. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for T.S. Madison.
Honey, wait a minute, Ash. I got to get you to be my hype man. Look. Oh, my God. You know, sitting there listening to that, it sounds like a lot.
Yes.
Because it is.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is.
And when you're walking in and you're really not thinking about doing it, you know, yeah. and then thinking about, like, I have made multi amounts of money.
A lot.
But I've spent multi amounts of money,
too. For sure.
I think that the whole key to being wealthy or being rich, wealthy, whatever, is knowing it in your mind that you deserve it.
Absolutely.
And that it is yours.
Absolutely.
I think that what tends to happen is that people look at something like, oh, she's not rich or she don't have any money because she don't dress this or she doesn't. Wait, did a camera go off? It did. See, you heard it go off, though, right? See how? Listen.
Yeah.
When I used to do adult film.
Yeah. Because adult film.
That's where it started.
Okay.
The true route to the wealth came way before OnlyFans.
Hmm.
Like OnlyFans is an entity now that's like popular, you know, and it was popularized really after the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, and I really had the opportunity to watch all these people really become like extremely rich off of OnlyFans and they were like a lot of mainstream people.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat back when the first wave of it came through and I was like, you know what's so crazy? All these people are doing this stuff and this is the thing that kept me out of mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
So now when the pandemic comes, here's everybody everywhere now, like, oh, I want to take my clothes off. I want to sell feet. Oh, I want to do a niche market of I want you to see my butt crack. Right. And I want, you know, I want to, and the straight men started doing this stuff. Right. Like they started teasing the gays doing the gay baiting. Like, yeah. like straight men started to understand, like, oh, I could use my big dick print and tease these girls into giving me a $20 for content. And then when they fool the girls into getting into their OnlyFans, they got the dick print there. Can we say
that? You can say what?
Okay, all right. I want to know.
You can say what?
Oh, God. Look, this is it's like
as fat as
the vault.
All right, well, so I'm in the
let's go now.
We're in the vault. We're in the vault.
Now they got their dick print showing, whatever. And it's just like, oh, well, when are you going to take it off? Right. And then, you know, then they added tiers to it, like, oh, for $59.99, right. You know, I'll put, you know. So I was like, oh, now they understand how, you know, to manipulate the system. When this is something I was doing way back, like when I first moved to Atlanta, I moved to Atlanta with two suitcases and maybe three wigs and no, I was homeless. Mm-hmm. I have two houses here, one in Florida.
Wow.
I've been up and down with money, you know, like.
You just bought $1 billion house.
I did. A $1.3 million house. I may sell it in the next 2 years and buy me a $5 million house. I mean, when the next wave of money comes through.
For sure.
Because the wave of money is going to come through because I believe it and I know it.
Yeah.
That it's going to come through.
Yeah.
I used to be a sex worker. I walked the streets or whatever. And the biggest thing that I learned in sex work is that everything is prostitution.
Mm. Mm.
Everything. You have something that you're selling. Somebody wants to buy it.
Wow. Okay.
And you have to, in that mind space, understand that they're all trying to fuck you.
Ooh. Yeah.
So you just have to make sure that when they're fucking you, that you're the one getting the 90% and they're getting 10%.
Right, right, right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I want to fast track to, I moved up here. I learned how to read CMS and HTML and coding on the internet. I one of my girlfriends taught me how to do that. And I never walked the streets here in Atlanta. I went directly into web porn, video on demand. I became so popular that I can't shake it to this day. Like when any of those vicious websites post me, instead of posting anything, any of my accolades is going on there, post a video of me walking or is her hair cute or, you know, like so that people can, you know, try to read me.
Yeah.
And they always talk about, oh, this porn star, why you keep posting the porn star? And I'm like, girl, I have writing credits on Beyonce's album. Girl, I'm on an Emmy Award winning show.
Oh, yep.
Bitch, are you crazy? Like, I have sold television shows. I have licensed my name to use on television shows. Licensed.
Right.
Meaning that they have to pay me to use my name to air on television. Bitch, are you crazy?
Right.
No, I'm not a porn star, bitch. I'm a walking, I've always been a walking businesswoman.
Yeah.
And so I learned from my very first video that popped up that I was in my own niche market. And I said, in order for me to be one of one, I have to be one of one. I looked around at everything that was supposed to be in the competing area and I saw what they were all doing exactly the same. And I said, I have to do something completely different. Everybody's doing the same. So that means everybody's going to have the same type of money.
Yeah.
I don't want the same type of money. I want a different type of money. I want to be the only one in my lane doing what I can do.
Yeah.
And so I was watching the girls. They were, when they were doing the adult film, they were either signing on to a company and allowing a company to use their likeness and employ them. And, you know, like when I came out, I'm a well-endowed girl. I'm not ashamed or I make no excuse about it. I have a big dick. And so I have that and I have a lot of body. I'm plus size. I have big breasts. I'm a voluptuous female presenting trans woman. And so the market was all the girls were thin. I was like, okay, so I know I'm going to fit into the BBW category. Mm-hmm. All of them were either white or light skin. I'm brown, dark brown. So that's it. Then they were all clean shaven. I said, okay, well, let me let the hair around my nuts grow and let me let the hair up under my arms grow. Let me let this grow because, you know, there's somebody out there that wants that.
Yep.
I think what tends to happen is people think that in order for it to work for you, it has to follow this certain protocol.
Yep, yep.
When you need to have your own, when you find your own space,
yeah.
You got to capitalize off of that space.
Yeah. Where'd you get that mindset from though? Because like, I think a lot of people, I mean, majority of people do the opposite, exactly what you said. But like, what made you have the mindset that says like going, you know, doing, oh my, like what gives you the mindset
to doing my own thing?
Is that right?
The mindset of doing my own thing.
Yeah, like when everybody's going one way, what made you say I'm gonna go the opposite way? And the opposite way is actually gonna be successful though.
Well, I used to be a hooker on walking the streets.
Yeah,
and I would see all the girls that everyone would think that was so fabulous and so beautiful and so sexy and so fine and so like all the men wanted them. And then I would admire them, but I would also see them struggling. I would see them, their cars getting repossessed or them having to move to new apartments, or they were always congregating on the corner about like what was going on terrible in their life. And I'm like, girl, what are you doing? Like, what, bitch, you bad. How are you? This is why my confidence and my self-esteem is so high, because I worked around bad. I don't give a fuck how, if you shape like a figure eight, if you don't have, you have no waist, if you're a girl of a certain color, if you're thin, I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Yeah.
I come to get what's mine.
Yeah.
And so I would watch those girls work and then I would also see them struggle. And I was like, what are they doing wrong? They all have the same body type. They all wear the same type of hair. They all tell everybody on the sidewalk that they have pussies. So I was like, oh, y'all all selling pussy. Okay. Hey, I have a big dick. What you doing for it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did the opposite of what they were doing.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to sell pussy. Okay, well, I don't have that. I can't sell you that, baby. I can sell you by the inch. What you need? Mm-hmm. I got that.
Yeah.
And so that's what made me understand that you got to do the shit opposite, because I was never evicted.
Mm-hmm.
My light stayed on.
Yeah.
I kept a car.
Yeah.
So, and I moved here with the same mindset after, you know, because here's the thing. I got caught up trying to be like them, mm-hmm. like adding more body, like getting more body work and, you know, trying to be that. And they made me sick. So I got silicone poison. And I ended up having to lost my apartment, I lost my car, I lost my stuff, and I ended up having to go back home trying to be like the it girls. And so I was like, never again. When I get up off of this bed, I'm going back to the mindset that set me apart from them anyway. And I've walked in that ever since. Like I just when everybody's doing it,
yeah.
I don't want to do it.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I want to do something, and then everybody starts doing that.
Yeah. So would you say that the key to your success has been authenticity?
It's been authenticity and carving my own lane. Everybody wants to sit at the table. And I know this sounds cliche.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to sit at the table. But if you build your own table and you build it bold enough, gold enough, and it shines bright enough, all those tables that are around it, everybody trying to sit to, they looking over there like, how I can sit over there? Oh, it's a different price over here, boo. Even when I was an escort here, like, because I did do my website here, and I did escort here as well. Even when I was a hooker here, not a hooker, hooker walked the street. Escort, they came to me. Even here, when everybody was running specials and all the girls had gotten to this space in their mentality where, like, the economy is getting bad, I need to drop my prices. I was like, girl, this is the time you raise the price. It's called exclusivity. I have a whole site over here that's called BigDickBitch.com. Bitch, nobody has named their site BigDickBitch.com. Right. Everybody was naming the site TS this or right. or sexy this or she male that. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, honey.
Yeah.
Because I named my site BigDickBitch.com because I planned on at some point, some area in my trajectory, I was going to replace myself with a slew of big dick bitches. But I had became so notorious for that name, infamous for that name, and infamous for the content that I was putting out, that moniker stuck with me. If you Google right now, big dick bitch, I can't trademark any of that because those are regular words and vulgarities together.
Yeah.
But a picture, a 13, 14-year-old picture of me will pop up.
Wow.
My whole line of sex movies will pop up. A stream of DVDs will pop up. And it will pop up from the place of, I even with the sex work business, DVDs, no girl was independently putting DVDs out. I walked in the store here in Atlanta, and that was a second wave of income for me. I walked in the stores here in Atlanta. It was called, Starship. I walked in the stores at Starship, and I met, at the time, he was a lesbian, but now he's a trans man. So I met a person by the name of Tay. I'm going to respect him now because he's a trans man now. Mm-hmm. I met him, and he said to me, hey, you know what I'm saying? I seen some of your stuff on the internet. Would you like to be in the store? I was like, sure. How do I do it? She said, let me talk to some people over there. Can you get me some stuff on a disc? I immediately pulled the little team that I had together. I was like, hey, I need to take these movies, make them HD, put them on a disc. I need to take my greatest clips, my greatest videos that are on my website, put them in a compilation. All my dick sucking videos, I need to put them on make a series about me sucking dick. All my topping men, like me on the top, I need to put that on a raw disc. All the men fucking me because I got a big ass, I need to put that on there. All the group sex shit, I need to put that on a set of discs. I need to get one disc, one from each a genre of sex that I've done on my website, and I need to package it up. Mm-hmm. I found a person here in Atlanta that did shrink wrapping. I ordered DVDs, the ins things off of Amazon. I found somebody that was going to print the inserts. So I took pictures and I did a collage of pictures. I had the guy design it and they did the inserts for the thing. I came up there. I gave Tay, his name is Tay. Well, his name was Tay. His name is Jason Seipert now. I gave Jason, I think, 50 DVDs. I think it was about 50. I said, do what you can do with these DVDs. They flew out of the stores. Then it became so high demand, it went from 50 to 500 to 5,000. Then it was distributed all over. This is why I'm so notorious.
Wow.
It was distributed all over the southern parts of Atlanta. It was all in Macon. It was in it was all over.
Yeah.
It was so all over. I had people that I know personally and was actually related to me saying, hey, I was in the sex store. Is this you? Mm. I had posters of me hanging on the wall in the store where I was having my endowment out and my titties shoved. Mm. And it was just like nobody could keep my stuff on the shelf.
Wow. Yeah. But let me ask you, what drove you to sex work though?
Being told what to do.
Yeah.
And being told that I can't work here because, you know, I'm 48 years old. So you got to think about it. I'm an almost 50-year-old person.
Yeah.
This was years ago. The progressive stuff that we've gotten into now, but the country's trying to roll all that stuff back.
Right.
But the progressive stuff that we've gotten into all the way now, like even in the Trump administration, what's going on now, like it was a lot of stuff that wasn't going on back then. Like, bitch, I wasn't going to go to work and I didn't change my name. I was Timothy at work, but I was this. I don't give a fuck what y'all say out there in the audience. Timothy's don't present this way. You know, and so I'm up there causing confusion at work. I got a small waist. I got a big ass, big titties. And the men are at work, like, you know, gawking. And it's just like, ma'am, sir, you're causing confusion here. So I was getting terminated from work because, you know, it was a real transsexual coming through this bitch.
Right, right.
You know?
Right, right.
And so I was like, I'm not going to keep, I got to work for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm going to live this life. This is who I am.
Yeah.
And you're not going to tell me I can't eat or I can't have a roof over my head
yeah.
or I can't pay my bills because you're disturbed by my presentation.
Yeah.
That don't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's what drove me to doing sex work. Because at first I used to look down on it. I used to look down my nose at prostitutes. I was like, ew, yeah. Why you girls can't go get no job?
Right, right, right.
Until the transition started happening. I was like, oh, this why. Wow. They can't take you.
And this is just like my curiosity, right? Like at what point did Timothy feel like, you know, I want to present as a woman? Like
that was around about 17, 18-ish. I really started living it heavy at 19,
okay.
20.
Okay.
You know, I really started living it heavy around that time. You know, that's kind of like the time. That's
Did you always know or?
Oh, and I knew from day one.
Okay. Day one, like.
I knew from day one. I could tell you back, everybody else around me knew it.
Mm.
Like the boys around me was like, I want to look dead at the camera and say this.
Yeah.
I've always been a girl, 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 until I became girl. And then it was, you're a man. But I've always been girl, girl, girl. You feminine. You gay. You a girl. I've been around boys like, why you talking like that? You a girl? You think you a girl? Why you are? You a girl. I was always told this by people that were trying to be, you know, mean to me. Like, you're a girl. You a girl. Girl, girl, girl. Okay.
Okay.
So when it happened... You're a man. Mm. Make up your fucking mind. Mm. I did.
Yeah, yeah. And so it almost feels like your life started in opposites, even young.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Mm. Okay. And then so now, sex work.
Sex work.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to find different avenues on, you know, because I when I moved here, everything became strictly digital.
Yeah.
And so after a while, I was just like, okay, I'm tired of, this is very important. We got to talk about this. Mm-hmm. After a while, I found myself tired of all those men calling me for sex, you know? And like all my videos were going crazy. They couldn't keep on the shelf in the store. They were actually stealing. They used to put my videos behind the counter.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And the men would come in and like, hey, you got those big bitch.com videos.
Yes. Yeah.
The men would come in there searching for, yeah. hey, you got those big dick. You know why? The creative loafing. I have been a disruptor for a very long time.
Yeah.
I remember putting an ad in the back of the creative loafing.
Mm.
Coca-Cola here in Atlanta was going to pull themselves from the creative loafing because I was in the back of that paper.
Wow. Wow.
So they changed the way all the girls had to advertise. Mm. They couldn't put pictures past the neck
because
I was turned around, honey, and all you caught was from the back. And it said, for a good time, hit www.bigdickbitch.com.
Right, right. Yeah.
So the biggest, the key places where you're going to advertise is radio.
Yeah.
Newspaper, television. I couldn't get on television at the time.
Yeah.
Radio wasn't going to be, you know, it wasn't going to be talking about. So it was the paper. I was in the back of those ads, those books in the back. That went in the strip clubs, where the men come out the strip club, they go in the strip club. I was in all those books back there. I paid top dollar for that. Like sometimes they charge me like $1,000 or $1,500 a month to run ads in the back of those books. But it didn't matter because $1,500 would turn into $15,000 or $150,000 because it was www.bigdickbitch.com. Then the wave that came through was the social wave. And it was, I was trying to find a way not to put bigdickbitch.com on Facebook or anywhere like that. Mm-hmm. This is a key component for anybody out there that's trying to think about how to make shit move.
Yeah.
You don't move. You let the people move it for you. Mm. The best people to advertise for you is opposition.
Mm. Ooh, that's good. Yeah.
The opposition does the best form of PR for you. The money can't buy it.
Yeah, I get that.
The bad mouthing. The hate, the viral moments. I would film such vicious videos with men, niggas that I'm talking about hood niggas, fine ass niggas, raw ass niggas, the bitch clap, oh my God, that's my baby daddy. Oh, that's my cousin. That's what I like. Because in their mind, they were doing some, like this shit, these girls doing that, I paved the lane for them to do that. In their mind, nobody they knew was going to be watching it.
Uh-huh.
You got to be a certain thing to look for that.
Right, right.
But the biggest consumers of adult film are men.
Uh-huh.
Women like to see, women like big dicks on anything. And not only that, the people that were outing these men for finding them doing sex videos with me, were sometimes the men that was in fantasy of wanting to be in those videos. I remember a clip was going so viral on social media that I got a call from my old hometown back in Florida. And they was like, oh, bitch, you can't never come back down here no more. Because that nigga's son you was fucking, he going to kill you. Because he a big dope boy down there and his son was fucking you. And I was like, who are you talking about? Said this man?
Mm-hmm.
Then it started saying, I tricked him. He didn't know what I was. I'm like, girl, look at the video. My legs are wide open. You can't miss that dick laying there. He damn sure did. He ain't miss it. He was long digging me and that bitch was flopping right there, girl. He ain't miss that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. The video just was viral because he was fine. He had a lot of dick. He was a nigga. He would pow, 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 and flip me over. I lay there, put my shit in the missionary position. We was having a grand old time. The hood niggas found it, and they posted it on social media.
Yeah.
And it got millions of views.
Wow.
Millions.
Wow.
Millions of views on social media.
Yeah.
So you think if something is getting millions of views on social media, you're not going to get a million views on BigDickBitch.com. You're not going to get a million subscriptions.
Right.
But you're going to get a portion of that.
Right.
Because you only saw 30 seconds, 45 seconds. I need to see, did he come? Was there a rubber? It was just all of that shit going on. Like, I got to get in here.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I capitalized off of that.
Yeah.
But the real payoff was www.vine.com. Those 6 second videos completely changed the trajectory of my life. Completely. I never had to do adult film again after those vines started to drop. What people didn't understand what they were doing in those moments, those viral clips of me going viral on Vine. New wave, 22 inches, yes! And me flinging my titties around and my flaccid cock. You know, me coming to the door saying, come on in, bigdickbitch.com. Before I did any of those little 6 second nude videos of me online, I researched to see, was there anybody else doing it?
Mm.
No one else was doing it.
Wow.
I said, well, here I come.
Yeah.
Here I go.
Yeah.
And I just like to say thank you to whoever that was that thought they were doing me a disservice. Mm-hmm. Or thank you for who was putting me into those conversations.
Yeah.
Because 90% of the celebrities that know me now, who I've got money with,
yeah,
who I've worked with, who I have sitting next to on television shows with,
yeah,
will tell you
The very first time I saw you was from those little clips on Vine, because it was a party favor for them to drop those little clips in there to make us gag. It was nothing for me to pick my phone up and see you doing this and the gag. And I thought it was so funny. I shared it. Right. And then this one shared it. And this over there.
Wow.
The Osbournes had it. Mm. They were about to book me to jump out of their daughter's cake for her birthday.
Wow. Yeah.
RuPaul had it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was a
and
party gag. Yeah, that's it right there. I sit right next to my mother.
Yeah.
But you gotta know that you gotta follow your own lane.
Yeah.
I ain't never trying to feed into nothing a motherfucker got going on.
Yeah. Now I love that. So let's talk about money and mindset, right? So like now, you know, Vine. I mean, that's another a bar that you just dropped that I want people to just kind of really pick up, though, right? Is mm-hmm. that a lot of times the things the opposition or people try to do to stop you can mm-hmm. actually be
propel you. It's always the
like
thing
that's really key.
It's always the thing yeah. that propels you, because people start talking. They start talking. They start sharing.
Yeah.
They start, you know, this is why people now are trying to always find a viral moment.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and now I've noticed a lot, you know, because people, they'll use your name to populate in the algorithm, mm-hmm. you know, and this is why I'm doing the creator income, tell me the name.
Creator Income Live.
The Creator Income Live Mentorship Program is yeah. because I want people to understand the ownership of your name.
Yeah.
Your name being in the algorithm,
yeah.
Your name being in that, it's just like, you know, who's making money off this? Because that's trademarked. That's digital property that's owned by me. My name is digital property.
Yeah.
I need to lean in on this. You might be talking bad about me, but how can I pull from your channel to get me some of this money?
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I'm going to talk about, right? Because, you know, what from being able to turn what, you know.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Or whatever opposition or adversity into your favor each time, doing the opposite, you know, being in your own lane, now to being able to, you know, be in exclusive rooms and being in, you know, the places that people can't get into, making millions of dollars. You've now decided that you want to give back, right? You want to teach people how to, you know, turn their names into digital money. Talk a little bit about, like, why is mentorship, like, so important to you?
Well, mentorship is very important to me because you got to understand that in order for you to keep wealth, you have to share it.
Yeah.
Because if you have it, your hands closed like this, nothing can come in.
Yeah, yeah.
I've always learned that even when I go, because even wealthy, rich people go through financial situations because money is always fluctuating. The stocks fluctuate.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So money's always fluctuating. I tell people all the time, when you're down to your last dollar, give it away, because it will come back to you in a way that you don't understand.
Yeah.
It's the thought process of holding on to money. You don't never supposed to hold on to money.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the law of reciprocity. You give out, it returns back to you. Whatever you give out returns. It's always spiritual.
Yeah.
Whatever you give out to the universe will return back to you. Yeah. And so as long as you know that, yeah, this is my last dollar.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Yep.
Somebody behind you got paying it for it. Somebody in the universe, your ancestors, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Is gonna pay it for it to you,
yeah.
And I've always understood that me sitting on information or knowledge,
yeah.
It ain't making me no money.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Why would I not share information on how to get money and then attach myself to that so it can come back to me?
Yeah, and I love that you're doing it, because when I think about, like, you know, I told you behind the scenes, like, you know I've been introduced to you by my wife, where. Like, I hear your voice every day. Every day in the house, I hear your voice. And you know, I would have conversations with my wife, and you know exactly what you displayed today, around your business acumen and what you do. But she always talks about your community, how you've built a community of people who trust you, people who you know kind of hang on to your every word, and to now be in a position to give back to that community by not just entertaining them, but giving them, you know, ways that they can actually build financial freedom.
Yeah, financial freedom.
You know, how to save on taxes, how to trade their name, how to, you know, build generational wealth. I love that. So how do you know, right? Because we mentioned earlier about, like, you know, RuPaul being your mentor. What's your strategy for, like, networking and building mentorship? And when do you know, you know, to let go of, like, toxic relationships? Like, this is...
Well, my strategy for building relationship with people is understanding that as a star myself, because I've always created content around discussing popular events. And sometimes my friends come up on the table and it's like, hey, I could call my friend. Uh-huh. I could call my partner or my associate and ask them what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't talk about people that I can pick up the phone and call, or I don't go too deep in on them, like, because I got to understand that social currency is currency as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because, you know, what do I gain talking down about them on my social platform when I can bring them on my platform, right? and then that the views come up, and then that's more money in my purse. I make more money by collabing than I do by chopping somebody down.
Yeah.
Now what people tend to do in that same breath is some people will come and they'll try to absorb your energy, and they were always your enemy. And then they'll, as a trans person, we're in a climate right now where anti-trans conversations are popular on the list. You're going to get 1,500 people probably in your comment sections. That's a dude. That's a man. That's a nigga. That's a home. That's a boy. He ain't never going to be no real woman. You know, we're not talking about me being a real woman at all. We're talking about finances. But they're so focused on me being trans that they're going to be blinded by the game that I'm, you know, putting in their ear. Yeah. And so what tends to happen is some people have found the niche to capitalize even off of that, even off the anti, because there's people over there like, oh, I hate that. I shouldn't share this, but I'm going to because it's funny. Somebody probably will use it. We plan on doing a hate group for T.S. Madison. Oh. You know, I hate that bitch. I can't stand that bitch. Mm. And we're going to charge those people to come in there, honey, and motherfucking goddamn say all the hateful shit they want to say.
Wow.
Yeah. They'll probably know I'm behind it now, but right. They'll probably, for those that missed this interview, we're going to make some money off of that motherfucking shit right there. You know, you get good money off the fan club, but the hate club, you got to get that money too. And then once it's really revealed, I'm a puppet. Hey, y'all!
Right.
Hey, that's my domain, y'all joining. How y'all doing, girl? Thanks. Right. You bought me a new car. Thank you, bitch. Right. You know, you have to make everything work for you.
For sure. How do you balance? So, like, as, you know, an advocate for Black trans people.
Mm-hmm. And I'm an advocate for Black trans people. But I'm an advocate for Black people in general.
Yeah.
But I advocate heavy for Black trans people because what Black people have done to us as Black trans people and Black queer people, they've othered us. Like, once you say you're trans, like, your Blackness is gone. And I think that they think that we remove ourselves from our Blackness, but we live our Blackness every day. But we live in our Blackness and our transness, our queerness and our gayness simultaneously. Like, it's happening at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm an advocate for all Black rights. Now, trans might be leading because, you know, I get from my own people, like, I think Black people have this preconceived notion that we have all these rights because now we're libiquita, we're LGBTQIA. And I'm like, well, where did you get that information from?
Yeah.
Where you got that from? I'm a nigga. And I ain't just no regular nigga. I'm a nigga with titties at the top and dick at the bottom, bitch. So now I got to fight the niggas in my own community that hate me for being that. Mm. And I got to fight the cracker.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm on a fight situation.
Yeah.
But I also know in that same breath, I got to fight the cracker because my nigga brother next to me need my help too.
Yeah.
Because I'm still him.
Right.
I'm still her.
Right.
So I can't remove myself from there. Right. They don't fuck with me. They done removed that from me. Like, nah, you a gay, you a faggot.
Mm-hmm.
So nah, I ain't fighting with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I talk about this shit on my show, how hurtful it is, you know, to be a queer person. And knowing that when I'm talking about stories that heinous stories that have happened to people of color, black men in particular, I know that black man ain't gonna get up and say one story, ain't gonna make one post, ain't gonna give one fist in the fight of protection. I mean, I know he not gonna do that.
Yeah.
But it's my duty to do that for him because that's my brother.
Yeah.
That is my brother. When I see you as a man, and some ill shit happened to you, I see my brother.
Yeah.
I have brothers. Yeah. Some shit happened to my girlfriends. I have cousins. I don't have sisters, but I have female cousins. Like, I like, bitch, I got mom. I got a mama. I got aunts and shit. Like, when shit happened to black women. So, what are we talking about here?
When do you think, like, the, I think, like, the hate or the, dismissing, like, when does that come from? Like,
it comes
like a self awareness, or
it comes from religion is one of the biggest separators, especially in our community.
Yeah,
it's one of the worst things to ever happen to us. Mm. Religion,
yeah,
not God.
I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Not God.
I get it.
Religion, mm-hmm. and the institution of it.
Yeah.
And people, I've watched black people sold their last dollar into a white church, a white mega church. I've seen black people take their last dollar and sow it into the church, period, and receive nothing from that. And I'm like, you sold this into the church and won't sow it into your own community where it flips around.
Yeah.
The church building fund still been going on after 30 years, and they ain't built shit on the side of the fucking church. The grass still ain't cut outside. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But the pastor done pulled up in a new fucking car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The damn first lady got a nasty hat every fucking week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Creflo Dollar got a new jet.
Right.
Bishop T.D. Jakes got a $13 million home. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you look at me as a person who's a content creator and say, oh, you don't deserve that.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And I think one of the things, you know, when you think about content creation, you think about what people could say you deserve or don't deserve. I mean, you've earned it. Right.
Like, you
work for it. You know, you've, you know, put yourself out there, your authentic self, and people are connected to you as a person and connected to your personality. And I think that's one of the things that I appreciate about anybody who is their authentic self is people don't realize how you becoming your authentic self is saving lives. Like, you save lives.
Yeah.
I hope you know that.
I try.
Yeah, I hope you know that. But you save lives because, you know, I think anybody who's able to lift a spirit,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Is a lifesaver.
Is it very much so.
Yeah.
And if anybody who's vulnerable enough to share a story where their life is almost taken from them, and I talk incessantly about God, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, or whatever it is that's attached to me, mm-hmm. walking with me through the entirety of my life and making me make the decisions that I've made, even down to what people may think are the filthiest ones, you know, because I understand that living your life as a person who has public office or public, you know, it's not your life.
Yeah.
You're an example. And this is why you're always supposed to give back because it's not yours. The money I get ain't mine.
Yeah.
That ain't my money.
Yeah. That's
no, you can't have none. Now we can work together, nigga. We can make something together, but I can't give you no motherfucking money. And man asking me for money, shit, you think you better sock some up. You better bust some down. You know, not talking about you.
I get.
Not talking about you. But I'm just saying, like, niggas, because I get niggas asking me for money all the time. Like, nigga, what you know? You sucking some dick. Oh, what you talking about? Because it ain't tricking if you got it. You know, and I'm a stupid ass jokester or whatever, but I tell people, instead of asking somebody for money, because a person can give you money, but money is not valuable. Knowledge is the most valuable thing that you can give somebody. Because if you give somebody money, they're gonna spend it up. But if you give them knowledge, they'll make more money. All the time. When I sit in the room, like all my rich friends, I've been to Tyler Perry's house. Mm-hmm. I've walked in that shit. I tell a motherfucker, I'm rich. I went to Tyler Perry's house. I was like, oh, I text that nigga. I said, nigga. Nigga.
Yeah. But it's levels.
I was in that nigga house. I said, nigga. Servants everywhere. I walked in that bitch. It was servants. And they was all crackers. I said, that's the kind of money I want. And I said, that's the kind of money I want, but that's the kind of money I can make.
Absolutely.
I'm not that far from him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He ain't did nothing I can't do.
Yeah. Yep.
I tell people this on a constant basis. You need a small bit of belief to unlock real power. People don't have no belief. And you know why I know people don't have no motherfucking belief? I'm looking in the camera. You want to know how I know you motherfucking hoes don't have no belief? Because you don't think I did it. Ain't no way that nigga. Ain't no way. All I'm sitting here telling you, I got it out the mud.
Yeah.
Ain't no way. Why? Why? Because I'm a faggot to you, or you think that, you know, I took every rock that was thrown at me and I built a fucking house. Are you crazy? I took every brick and built a fortress, and it was like, all right, cool. So this is how I gotta eat. All right, if I gotta pick it up off the floor to eat it, it's okay, cause I won't be always picking it up off the floor to eat it.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm gonna have it prepared for me.
Yeah.
Cause the book told me that he shall prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and my enemies have been eaten for the past decade.
Yeah.
Eat up, bitch. You got another course coming.
Yeah.
Eat up, bitch.
Yeah. So, you know, as someone that, you know,
now I haven't always been good with money either. Mm-hmm. I've been up and down. I've lost. I've been in a broke place. I go through financial struggles too. You know, they may not be you niggas' financial struggles. Mm-hmm. Shit, if I'm telling you I'm going through financial struggle, I'm like, shit, I need 100,000. I need 250,000 real quick.
Right.
But then I need it real quick. But then I get it. Mm-hmm. Cause my lawyer be over there, honey. Like, honey, we finna broker a deal over here. Yep. We about to license this. We about to license that. Yep. And here go 100,000. Yep. Here go 150. Here go 2. Here go 300.
Yeah. Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? So if I'm telling you I got a financial problem, me and you not on the same level, Pooh.
Right. And that's the other question, right? So like,
remember that, bitch.
Right. How important is that though, right? To surround yourself, because you know, I think that a lot of people believe that money solves all problems.
It don't solve all problems.
Money, it's over.
Hell no.
But how important is it to surround yourself around people who like your CPA?
Like, yeah. Listen, you got to understand, if you are the smartest person in the room, bitch, you got to get out of there.
Exactly.
If you're the richest person in that room, you got to get out of there.
Exactly.
You got to get out of there. If ain't nobody in that room got more money than you, nigga, you got to get out of there, because them people going to be needing you. Like, hey, I need to learn how to get... I just said to you, as I walked in motherfucking Tyler Perry's house, and I text that nigga.
Yeah.
I was texting. I put nigga on so many A's at the end. Goddamn.
Right.
I was like, nigga, why you got all that shit? He said, because I'm wealthy. I'm rich. And I felt like he was saying, bitch, I see you and I talking about something you're rich. No, you got it. It's cute for you. I pulled up there in my $200,000 car, huh, and it felt like I was doing something. They said, park that over there. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I pulled up in my motherfucking $200,000 car, bitch. That was like, park that over there. I was like, oh. Bitch, it's real money up in here, bitch. It's real money in here.
Right.
And that was a motivator for me. You know what I'm saying? That was a motivating thing for me. That was a thing that made me be like, girl, I can't do exactly what he's doing in the exact, but I can do something like it.
Yeah.
I could do something like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I could do something like it.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. Yeah. And so how do you, you know, how do you, because like, online trolls, hate, and I see how you're using that to your benefit. Does the hate ever penetrate? I guess is the right question that I'm trying to ask.
It all depends on like if it's like going after my family.
Okay.
Then that's when I'm like, bitch, now I'm on your ass.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like I don't really get irate until it gets on my mama.
Yeah.
Cause I said in this same room right here, bitch, I whoop your ass on live TV by my mama.
Yeah.
I stomp your ass on live motherfucking TV by my mama.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, well, bitch, ain't you too old by this? That's my mom. That's my own. That's my friend.
Right.
That's not only my friend, but that's my backbone. That's my confidant. That's a person that I love and I cherish. Bitch, you ain't gonna put your motherfucking dick eaters on my mom and think that I ain't gonna run down on you verbally. And if I need to run down on you, bitch, you will get up under the wheels of that $200,000 car, bitch.
Right. Yeah.
But I have people that pull me back from those dark areas like, girl, them girls gonna wanna sue you. Mm-hmm. Or them girls gonna wanna do you, girl. You gotta, you can't fight. Like, you in a different place, Maddie.
Yeah.
I just sent a nigga an NDA. Because he asked me, could he come spend the night? I was like, hold up. I sent him an NDA.
Right.
You gotta protect your brand. Like, you gotta protect your brand. And that's what we're gonna learn in the creator group. You gotta protect your brand. Your brand is everything.
Yeah.
My team around me, I tell my team, listen, I ain't trying to run you niggas life, but get you a nigga, get you a bitch or two.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because you are targets because you attached to me.
Right.
And they can't penetrate directly to me, but they'll damn sure try to hit your motherfucking ass. So all that being out there in the streets, party, like people that's associated with me, I have to keep my circle tiny because I gotta keep an eye on they motherfucking ass because they can cost me money.
Right. Yeah.
And so I always give people NDAs and I see how if they're hesitant on want to sign an NDA with me, I don't fuck with them. Cause it's like, what are your intentions?
Right.
Cause it's easy right here. If you coming in this bitch and you ain't got no ill intentions, sign the paper.
Yeah.
We ain't doing nothing but sucking, fucking, licking, getting and sticking and doing all that shit. Nigga, sign the paper. What you want to do? What's your plans? What's your real secret? Why are you here? Huh? What do you got planned?
Right.
Oh, you can't do that? Oh, cool. Now we ain't fucking and sucking.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that restricts me from sexual activities because people are like, I ain't want to do that. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that either.
Yeah.
It's a new day.
Yeah. What would you say? Why should somebody join you with the, you know, for your 5-day mentorship?
Well, people should join me because if you really watch, I have rebranded myself so many times. Like, I am an endless rebrand.
Yeah.
If you can't come in there and learn little tidbits or something for the little amount of I should be charging you bitches $1,000 a damn sign up.
Right.
For game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I should be charging for that. I'm letting it go through. I think the VIP is $97.
And it's been 5 days with
5 days. I mean, the VIP $97. You can put this shit on Klarna.
Nothing, yeah.
And the regular is $47. It's $47.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, nigga? I'm taking a cut. Bitch, I'm getting stabbed in the bite.
Right.
To give you 5 days. That's 5 days out of my motherfucking life I could be over there. But I want you to understand that the economy is about to get real bad.
Yeah.
And if you're making money now, I want you to protect it. I want you to multiply it, bitch. And I also want you to regurgitate it. So that it's like a machine. So it washes in and washes out.
Yeah.
You know, some people may think they know what they know, but I know a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then all I don't know, I've surrounded myself with my CPA, with my lawyer, with my lawyers, because I have lawyers.
Yeah.
And my lawyers get me lawyers if I need more lawyers.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? It's a network of situation because the goal is you are a brand. You have to protect that.
Yeah.
And people think that a brand, this is a brand. No, bitch, this, the flesh, the blood, the bone is a brand. And you have to protect that at all costs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, I want to piggyback off of what I said earlier. This is why I'm very meticulous about the group my friend circle.
Yeah.
Because they can be a detriment
sure.
to the brand.
For sure. For sure. And the funny thing about it, like even when you start thinking about like AI and technology, the only thing that's going to separate anybody is their authentic self.
Their authentic self.
Right? Like, so if they don't learn how to monetize themselves, and who better?
The AI gonna go out there and start vlogging.
Yeah, exactly.
The AI, they doing it now. The AI gonna do that.
They vlogging. They got AI influence.
Yeah. See, that shit was crazy. I was like, oh no. And listen, I get a lot of things from Facebook because Jesus, Madison, you tell so much of your business, but who gives a fuck? I mean, like $1 million with Facebook once. Like $1 million, I think it was, with Facebook. From doing, because they used to, and this is the time, them rich ass crackers had money during a period of time that they was trying to write off. So they was coming up with all kind of programs. So there was a program that they were coming out with. I knew about this AI shit way before it was getting ready to come. And it was like, hey, Madison, we want to bring you in on this thing with the AI. And we want you to come on there and record your voice. And I was like, nah, I don't know if I want to do that. Like, nah, why are you trying to get me? I ain't but one me.
Right.
I don't need no robot motherfucking me.
Yeah.
I don't want to give my voice to AI. I didn't get in that program because I ain't want to give my voice to AI because but one bitch sound like me. Can't no motherfucker cuss like me except Samuel Jackson. That motherfucker can say motherfucker so many different motherfucking ways, but I'm a motherfucker that I hang with that motherfucking nigga on any motherfucking day. If he ever motherfucker wanted to get in the rain, he would never know how I could use motherfucker so many motherfucking times because I'm a motherfucker that been cussing since I was motherfucking 2, god motherfucking damn it.
Right.
And can't no motherfucker took that and put that shit on AI, bitch.
Right.
And monetize off of that.
Right.
No. Yeah. Even in acting and stuff like that, I won't sign no paperwork that'll be like, well, we want to reuse your... No, I need to come in there re-record that.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me revoice that. Nah, I want you doing that because then you're going to sit me down.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Nah.
Absolutely.
Nah, nigga.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've said that you want to be Oprah. You want to be the Oprah, Wendy Williams, or Sally, Jesse,
Raphael, or Regulate.
Yeah, or in terms of influence. What steps are you currently taking to...
I'm doing it now.
Level? Yep. Yeah.
Currently doing it now.
Yeah.
If I can see it, I make it.
Yeah. What's when it's all said and done, right? When we look at the legacy of T.S. Madison,
mm-hmm.
100 years from now.
Dude.
What are they going to say?
Shit.
What's T.S. Madison?
Them niggas going to be making documentaries on how I broke the mold. Them niggas going to be talking about how I broke the ceiling.
Yeah.
They're going to talk about how, you know, because let's really ask the question. The question is, how many black transsexual porn stars you know
mm-hmm.
don't walk in this path?
Yeah.
I'm one of one.
Mm. Yeah.
How many notorious, infamous sex workers that are black, not just transsexual, that are doing or have done. I'm one of one. You list them and I'll bow. You list them
yeah.
and I'll be like, all right, queen. Okay, king. Mm-hmm. You know, I know the men were doing some of it, but you know,
yeah.
what a TS is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, how many of you know? That's why when them blogs and shit be posting me, that's why them hoes always running down there with that, he a porn star, he this, he that. Did I see his porn? Yeah, you saw my porno videos, bitch. Because I made you see them. I'm one of one.
Yeah.
One of one, bitch.
Yeah. I'm an author. I've written like 20 books.
Okay.
Book monetization expert.
I've written one.
Yeah, talk about the. You hardly talk about that book.
I don't talk about that book because I went through a lot of things. I'm going to tell you, this, which I'm going to talk about in the creator program, of how I was so eager to come out of where I was because I wanted to find a way. After a while, when you're doing something for so long, you want to find a way out.
Yeah.
And I was trying to find a way out of the sex work. And you know, so I did music.
Yeah.
The first
rap though. What did
you do? I rapped and voice.
You got bar?
No.
Okay.
But I know how to write.
Okay, copy.
But I could spit it.
Okay.
Huh. So I mean, I did music and I did house stuff. And the first wave of people, like when you pop in, what'll tend to happen is people will try to attach themselves to you and take from you.
Yeah.
And at the time, I didn't have protection. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a brand attorney. I didn't have a CPA. I was really getting that shit out the mud. That's why I was like, my first $1 million, I didn't even know I had made $1 million until I logged in and was like, oh shit, I owe the government. Yeah. Oh my God, I owe the government.
Yeah.
They're going to kill me. They're going to lock me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Until I logged in and was like, oh my God.
Wow.
I've made this much money.
Wow.
Because it's like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, and then it's like, bitch, your company needs to be paying you.
Right.
See, I'm giving this little gem.
Yeah, yeah.
Your company needs to be paying right. you.
Yeah.
You only need to make a certain amount of money per year.
That's a fact.
And your yeah. company makes the money.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And then you gotta incorporate. And then you gotta just, you know what I'm saying? You it's just shit you gotta do that I didn't know.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
thank me. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you for being a secure man and having me.
Oh no, absolutely. Absolutely. And I appreciate you because I hope that as people watch this episode, they get all of the gems that you dropped. Because I've been a fan for a while.
Thank
My
you,
wife
baby.
Put me on to you.
Thank you.
And when she talks about your business acumen, I see, right, like how you maneuver, how you're able to, again, get in rooms that most people, trans, straight.
Beyonce, my girlfriend.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
That's so girlfriend.
To be able to get in rooms that people can't get into.
Nicki Minaj is my girlfriend. That's my girlfriend.
That's it. That's
my
it.
Girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. And so
RuPaul is my girlfriend. That's my girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tyler Perry is my homeboy. That's my homeboy.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. For sure.
Tyler Perry is my homeboy. That's my homeboy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lee Daniels is my friend. That's my friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can go down the Rolodex. This
all by being your authentic
self. Those are my friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could chit chat with them.
Absolutely.
Pick up, like, what you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
What we doing at the barbecue? You know, and I don't ask any of them for any money.
Exactly.
Because that's when you start running people off.
I agree. Yeah.
When you start asking your rich friends, you be like, okay, I don't need you to give me no money, but give me the game.
That's it.
Because I know how to play the game.
That's it.
Now, so one thing I want you to clear up right here. You said when I hugged you, you felt that I was strong.
Yeah.
How did I smell?
You smell, I mean, I can smell you from like, yeah.
That's right. That's my perfume. It's called Everything by T.S. Madison.
Because I'm about to say, like,
branding.
The aura is there.
Yes.
The aura is there. I can smell it from right here.
Correct. Yeah. Except, you know, it smells like a woman.
Mm.
It also looks like a woman.
Yes.
Now, I don't give a fuck how strong I am. The presentation is a woman. So be ye not dismayed.
Yeah.
I'm all pussy.
Absolutely.
I just got a big dick.
And on that note, Leon, we are closing out the vault. Another awesome episode of It's Time to Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. I need y'all to hit the link, join T.S. Madison and her trusted advisors for the 5-day mentorship, the Creators Income Lock. I promise you, it's like at the price, like you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't show up. But the game that you're going to learn
yep.
is going to help you for the rest of your life. You are going to be able to help your children's children by creating generational wealth, by learning how that, you know, you can monetize yourself, your authenticity, your expertise. So hit the link in the bio, you know, or hit the link in the description. I am Ash Cash. Make sure you visit me, IamAshCash.com. Follow me on all social media platforms at I am Ash Cash. I will see y'all. Make sure y'all join the Abundance Community. Go to theabundancecommunity.com. I will see y'all next time, same place, in God's will.
Hey, bye.
Peace.
Peace out.
We'll be right back. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.